The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote this evening on a proposal by Speaker John Boehner to cut spending more than raising the debt limit. As the political battle to resolve the nation's debt crisis continues, the Catholic bishops are urging legislators to remember the most vulnerable during their deliberations. Bishop Howard Hubbard, the chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on International and Human Development, Justice and Peace, is one of the co-authors of a letter to the members of the U.S. House of Representatives published this week. He told Robert White more about the moral measure of the budget debate.
In the United States, periodically we have the Congress raise the debt limit so that we are able to pay our bills. The debt limit this year is established for the 2nd of August. This year, the Congress faces difficult choices about how to balance needs and resources and to allocate burdens and sacrifices. It is the opinion of the bishops that the budget is a moral doctrine, and as a moral document, it is a measure of how we as a nation care for the least among us. The government and other institutions have a shared responsibility to promote the common good of all, especially the needs of ordinary workers and families who struggle to live in dignity in difficult economic times. We propose that a just framework for future budgets cannot rely disproportionately on cuts in essential services to poor persons. It requires shared sacrifices by all, including raising adequate revenues on the rich, eliminating unnecessary military and other spending, and addressing the long-term costs of health insurance and retirement programs fairly. So we believe that there has to be compromises that affect everyone within our society, and there must be shared sacrifices. And our concerns are that the impact of the proposals on raising the debt ceiling will fall disproportionately on the backs of the poor, and we find that unacceptable from a moral perspective.
I wonder if you could say something, Bishop, about why is it that when we talk about cutting our national budget in the United States, or the social service sector, if you want to say, of the national budget, that tends to be the first part to be hit by this?
Well, unfortunately, there are many powerful forces in our society that lobby on behalf of their causes. And the poor are the least organized and have the least financial clout in trying to influence the debate. And so we believe that it's important for the religious community especially to be a voice for the poor, the powerless, and the most vulnerable. And it's because they don't have an organized voice that they're very frequently the first ones to be left out in trying to address the very difficult fiscal choices that are before us.
The overall approach to dealing with the poor and those who are disadvantaged in American society, how is this debate actually, do you think, shaping that discourse, not just, shall we say, in these last days before this date of August 2nd, but perhaps even in the post-August 2nd world? What would you say about that perspective?
The letter of July 26th that we have forwarded to the Congress is directly addressing the present debate over the debt ceiling. But this is not the first time that we've written to the Congress and to the President this year about the very difficult financial choices our nation faces. And we have consistently pointed out that whatever decisions are made, we cannot allow the poor to be the ones who share the largest burden of the financial crunch that we are facing.